I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. And today, banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase is an even bigger banking giant. Its merger with Bank One is official. Chase is now the second largest bank in the country behind Citigroup. Analysts who watch these things say this is probably going to kick off a new wave of mergers in the industry. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, didn't we just go through a wave of banking mergers a few years ago?
Yeah, we did. 1998, actually, there was a slew of them. And the experts are telling me it's about to happen again, or it's already happening again. This is the second time in less than a year that one of the top 10 banks was acquired, and that really just doesn't happen that often. So now there are three of these banks with holdings in the trillion-dollar range, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Bank of America, which, of course, bought out Fleet earlier this year. Nobody else is anywhere near that kind of value. Now, that doesn't mean that these three banks control everything. There are still more than 9,000 banks in this country, and that's everything from these giants to small community banks and credit unions and the like.
I probably misspoke earlier. I called this Chase, but are people referring to it as Chase or J.P. Morgan, or what do you call it now?
Yeah, it will be J.P. Morgan Chase, and Okay. Eventually all the Bank One branches will have that name.
All right, so what does it mean for customers, other than getting the name right?
Right. Well, it kind of depends who you bank with. If you're a Bank One customer about to become a J.P. Morgan customer, you probably won't notice much except when they do start putting those new signs up. Banks learned some pretty hard lessons during that last wave of mergers. They had big problems with not getting their computer systems to work together. There were lots of branch closings. I spoke with Richard Melville, managing editor of American Banker magazine, and he says one difference this time around is that the takeovers involve banks in different regions.
There's not a lot of overlap, so you're not going to have the same degree of branch closings because their territories are separate. And for at least the first few months, if you bank at Bank One, you should probably not see or feel much of a change.
Of course, there will be some positive ones. If you're a Bank One customer and you go to, say, New York and use a J.P. Morgan ATM, you won't have to pay any fees for either of the banks.
Well, maybe branches don't matter anymore these days anyway because everyone's using ATMs or banking online.
Right, yeah. Certainly, if you're like me, you do almost all your banking online or at the ATM. But a lot of people apparently do still use their branches, and they have relationships with their banks. In fact, Washington Mutual considers its branches so important a draw for customers that it even went so far as to seek a patent on its branch design, and it got that patent last week. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're checking out the new head of the Motion Picture Association of America, a former agriculture secretary.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And starting today, Marketplace is now produced by American Public Media.